Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio carrying 24 hours a day.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, this is happening throughout up to the hour 8, and Tuesday Live, the name of the show. My name is Ray. Welcome to it. And thank you very much to Johan Els, who's been keeping you great company, man. Hey, yeah, you people are sharing about what you're eating. Hey, yeah, no. Okay. I wonder if you would find this up. Maybe you should Google it. One of the major meals that I grew up with is called 5-1. 5-1. And from a 5-1, you need to eat it being 2 so that it can become a spa-2. Johan, did you hear that? Check it out, and innovate some ways into how to do it. I don't want to use the other names because those names, they come later. It's the food in the streets, man. It used to be good those days. If you have 10 rands, I know I can have a meal of it a day. During those times, it was nice. It's called 5-1, and you need to be 2 when you eat it. You have to divide it into 2, then you call it spa-2. Hey, yeah, I got you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me start you with Zama Michelle. And this is to testify that our Savior is alive. He is real. He saves. He still loves us. He still cares. He still heals.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Thunembe, ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
657 medium wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to 8, and the name of the show is Tuesday Live. And tonight we are talking about death. What is death to believers? What is death to us? We will come to spiritual death and all the likes, you know. But what is death to believers? Is it viewed in the same way as to those who are not believers? What is death to believers? I want to know, you know, what is death even all about? And you would see the stories of death, but I want to speak about the death of the righteous, the death of believers. Ukufa kwabakholwayo kuyini, kunjani, izwi likaNkulunkulu lithini. What does the word say about the death of believers? Right, I can't have a Baruch here. I don't know what is happening. But Professor Sondezi is not available, but has recorded. We have recorded the responses with regards to death. Now, so we'll play inserts instead of her responding to the questions. Now, death, and we will come to, you know, spiritual death. I just want us to look into this as to what is death and what is it even all about? And what is the death of the righteous even all about? What is the death of the righteous even all about? Now, in Exodus chapter 12, and I don't want to go to Genesis, but I want to start at Exodus chapter 12, verse 30. So Pharaoh rose at night and all his servants, and all the Egyptians, and there was a great cry in Egypt. For there was not a house where there was not one dead. In Numbers 20, verses 28, Moses stripped Aaron of his garments, the priestly garments, and put them on Eleazar, his son. And Aaron died there and there, on top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. Aaron died there. All right. I'm just looking at, you know, death, the general references to death. In 2 Samuel 14:14, "For we will surely die and become like water spilled on the ground, which cannot be gathered up again. Yet Yahuwah does not take away a life, but he devises means so that his banished ones are not expelled from him." Now we gather one thing. The Father does not take away a life. He doesn't kill. But which means he has killed. Job chapter 4, verses 20. "They are broken in pieces from morning till evening. They perish forever with no one regarding." Death, it's when people are perishing, broken just like pieces. Job 30, verses 23, "For I know that you will bring me to death and to the house appointed for all the living," which means you will raise me up again. What is death to believers? And what is the death of a believer like? The death of the righteous. Now let me come to that a bit. In Genesis 15:15, "Now as for you, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age." Good old age. In peace. The passing of the righteous is peaceful. It's a rest. Peaceful. It says you shall be buried at a good old age. Which means he will preserve you through and through until that time when you shall rest. It says you shall go to your fathers in peace. What is the death of believers like? I'm looking at Genesis chapter 23, verses 2. "So Sarah died in Kirjath Arba," that is Hebron, "in the land of Canaan. And Abram came to mourn for Sarah and to weep for her." She passed on. She died. And Aaron came to mourn and weep for her. Abraham came to weep for her. Peaceful death. "As for you, you shall go to your fathers." Genesis chapter 50, verse 26. "So Joseph died, being 110 years old. And they embalmed him. And he was put in a coffin in Egypt." Joseph was embalmed, put in a coffin in Egypt. The good old age also. Peaceful. Numbers 23 verses 10 says something now. It says, "Who can count the dust of Jacob or number 1/4 of Israel? Let me die the death of the righteous and let my end be like his." Now we start to see that this is a desired death. No one wants to die in sin. And no one wants to perish like the sinful. But there comes a time when we pass on. And we look at the death that the Father talks about, which comes upon those who are his. He says, when they die, what kind of death do they die? I'm not talking about being murdered. I'm talking about death. passing on. Second Kings 22, verses 20. Surely, therefore, I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. And your eyes shall not see all the calamity which I will bring on this place. So they brought back the word to the king. What kind of death is the death of the believer? What kind of assurances are we getting from the Father? And death is a very dreadful thing. I tell you, amongst all the living, no one wants to die. Even me. Even you. No one wants to die. We all sleep with the hope of waking up. We all wake up looking forward to a sleep that is a rest with the hope of waking up again. It's a process. It has been an occurrence ever since we were born. There is some sort of assurance that the Father gives us also. He says, look, now, we see also that the Savior's arrival, return is imminent, but there are those who will pass before his return. What kind of passing on do we get? It's amazing. I read 2 Kings. 2 Chronicles 34:28, it says, surely I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace, and your eyes shall not see the calamity which I shall bring on this place and its inhabitants. Amazing. Amazing. So as we pass, we don't see the calamity that befalls. He protects us. Our passing on is like his protection seal even upon us. Even though the evil one wants to cut us off. Amazing. What kind of death is the death of a believer? That is what we are talking about. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
All right, I want to hear what Professor Sondezi is saying. Professor Bui, thank you so much. And what comes to mind when we talk about this, much of the times it is a topic that is not handled by many of us in the rightest of ways. But what is the death of the righteous? What is death to believers? What is it even all about?
Greetings, my brother, Pastor Ray. I greet you with your beautiful family in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Yehoshua HaMashiach. I also greet Brother Baruch here, not forgetting our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the glorious name of our King, the Most High Elohim. When we talk about death, particularly to us or for us believers, we are talking about the topic and the concept that we need to pay attention to. The reason I'm saying that, Brother Ray, is if we are not going to be aware of this concept, we will immediately find ourselves not having a relationship with the Most High, because it determines whether we have a healthy relationship with Him or not. If we are dead to God or from God, it means we are no longer alive, we are no longer in Him, we are no longer with Him. So we need to really understand this concept so that we can know what to do and what not to do. I want us to go to the beginning of things. We are going to read Genesis chapter 2, starting from verse 15 to verse 17, and we will also go to Genesis 3 and the book of Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Let me start reading from chapter 2 of the book of Genesis. Verse 15 starts by this: "Then the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to tend and keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, 'Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat. For in the day that you may eat of it, you shall surely die.'" And going to the book of Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Hallelujah. Mm. So we're trying to find out what is death to us as believers, what we need to understand about this concept of death. Looking from the book of Genesis, we hear God commanding His creation, and He tells them that of everything, every tree in the garden, you may freely eat. But you shall not and you shouldn't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, because on the day you eat of it, you shall surely die. What I want to bring our attention to with this verse, particularly verse 17, is that when God gave them this instruction, it was not just an instruction that was void of the consequences. It was an instruction, and the consequence that will follow should that command not followed to the T. So in other words, God is saying, I am giving you what you must do. I am telling you how you should live a life. If you fail to do so, these are the consequences of your failure. These are the consequences and the results of what you will get because you have not obeyed my word, my instruction. And in the book of Romans, what we read is, "For the wages of sin is death." So what is death to us as believers? Death is a reward. Death is wages. Death is a result. Death is an outcome. Death is an offspring of sin. So in other words, we are not going to come across the term death if there is nothing that we have disobeyed, if there was nothing that we were supposed to do and we chose not to do it. Death here is a result, is an outcome of something, and that something is sin. And what is sin? Sin is missing the mark. Sin is a choice that we take in disobeying God, in not following the command of the Lord. In Genesis 2, we are strictly told that God commanded them. Verse 15 or verse 16 says, God commanded men, saying, "Of every tree." So there was no expectation of doing something contrary. It was expected that these people, Adam and Eve, had to do what God had said. And if they failed to do that, there were consequences that were following, and the consequences were death. Now, we are trying to bring across the meaning of death to us as believers. I am seeing here death being the separation that we experience as a result of our disobedience. I am seeing death here as a choice that we take, and this is a choice of following someone else other than to follow the word of God. This is a choice of choosing to disobey the initial instruction of God, and we take the secondary instruction, which comes through deceit and the lies of the enemy. There wouldn't be anything called sin if there was nothing that is called an instruction or the command that comes from God. Sin comes because there's something that has been given to us, stipulated to us as a command that we need to follow. And if we fail to follow that command, then we are taken to sin, and sin gives birth to death. So when we are dead as the children of God, we need to understand that there is something that we did not do right. There is an instruction that we did not follow. There is a rule that we broke. There is a command that we chose not to follow as the children of God. So if we don't follow these commandments of God, we get separated from Him. The reason of separation is God and His word are one. You cannot separate God from His word, because God is known by His word. He gets to introduce Himself by His word. So if His word is not obeyed, it means God has been rejected. If we reject God, we automatically take ourselves to the other God. We automatically channel ourselves to a point and to the side of darkness. And when we get to the side of darkness, we get to the point of death, because we are now separated from the one who had created us. So what we must know as believers, death is about separation between the creation of God from Him as the creator. Death is caused by a sin that we find ourselves at because of disobedience. It is about the choices that we make defying the word of God, choices that we make not to follow the instruction of God. And God is saying here, death will always come because there is sin, and sin is as a result of disobedience. So in other words, for us as the children of God, we need to be aware that if we need to be one with God, we must always continually keep His commands. If we don't keep His commands, we are applying for death in our lives, because we shall be separated from God, and that separation is called death. When we don't take God at His word, we are automatically creating that breach of separation, and we are not one with God. We are on the side of darkness.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much there, Professor. And of course, remember that I asked this question. I said, what does death mean to the believers? If you're a child of the Most High, what should death mean? What kind of words are spoken by the Father with regards to death towards us? And what does He say with regards to that? Because we see He's telling His servants, man. He's telling His servants, basically He's telling His servants about what is death, what is death even all about. And this is amazing when He speaks about it, the death of the righteous. He says, now as for you, which means you, the righteous, you who are believers, the saints, you followers of Christ, you shall go to your fathers in peace. You shall be buried at a good old age. It means He'll take care of you and you will rest well. You know, it won't be the death of agony and the death that is brought on by wickedness. Now that you're on this side of redemption, you know, death will come, yes. But He speaks words of assurance with regards to that. So He sticks to the fact that He shall never leave us. He shall never forsake us. So even if we die, He will make sure that we rest in peace. And this happens at our good old age. And we know He will raise us up again. He will raise us up again. Death to believers is not just death and ends there, but it should be that He will raise us up again. And the perspective of the professor is the death that comes because of sin, wickedness, the transgression of the law, which means when we deteriorate from the faith that the Father has placed upon us, we experience the death of a backslider.
As easy as the touch of a button, the message of life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Skipped a program? No problem. Download our podcasts anytime, any day. Visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, we trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You can send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. What is death to believers? What is death to those who say we are followers of Christ, we are children of the Most High? What is the word saying about death? I mean, the word can say all those things, and people talking about, hey, the Father says he will bless and do this, and it doesn't talk about death when death is so prevalent. We need to know about this state of affair as to what is going on and what does the Father say with regards to this. And the Father is moving up to the pace of telling us what is happening. And should it happen to us, he says, this is how it will be. And we've heard many people. Today I was doing just a library research, and talking about death and all those things, and circles and all those things and stuff. And stuff like that. But I want to know, okay, someone who doesn't know about this cannot tell me exactly what I need to know, except the Father who knows about this, who knows what happens, because he is the creator of the blueprint of man, our very own existence. So, the very fact of death, what does it mean? Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729, 0826572729. Search me, oh Lord, I see the WhatsApp there, but I don't know what it says, because it's just a link. If you can tell me, I'm interested in getting to hear your views. You know, I'm interested in hearing that. All right. I see also the one with the flower has sent an SMS, but it's a prayer request. We will read that. All right. What does death mean? And in much cases and in much situations, one is looking at what the word says with regards to it. And not much is being spoken, even by those who are savvy on the word, means the students of the word. They don't say much about this. Actually, much of the things that are being taught is just charisma. But what the Father says, the true spoken word of the Father with regards to every aspect of life, and death is one aspect of life that we need to know. The person I heard today, amongst those who were discussing, said death is just a transition. It is not the end of life, it's just a transition. To a believer, it should be just a transition. And also to those who are not believing, it's a transition. The other one, to eternal life, in that day of the return of the Elohim, the Master himself, Christ Yahushua HaMashiach, and it will be a judgment into eternal life, and others will be a condemnation into the second death. Now, I want to know about this one that happens prior to his return as believers. How do we experience this? Because I've been looking over the years and I see quite minimal differences with regards to what is spoken about death. And some few years ago, I wrote an article about the naturalization of death. And in that research, what I found is that the rhetoric that is spread on by the notions of death is written in the guise of equivalence. And which is what gives me a problem, because the word does not speak of that equivalence. With the death of a believer, there is something that is the word says. And with the death of a non-believer, there is something that is being said. And tonight the question is, with regards to the death of the believer, you know, what does the word say? What does the Father say? Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Sikuthanda ngendlela emangalisayo. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Khetha uthando.
All right, Professor, quite a lot is spoken with regards to what death is. And my point is about the death of a believer, what it is even all about. And what most of the people are saying about the death of a believer. It's something that I need to know. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say about the death of a believer. I have not even come to the notion of a spiritual death. You know, I have not even come to that. I am on the notion of the death of the righteous. What is the death of the righteous all about? What is death to believers? When believers experience death, what does it mean to them? You know, I read of some aspects of it and what the word says, and I read of some encouraging promises that the Father speaks with regards to this. Listen to Psalm 23, verses 4. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Which means, even as I pass on, and many people read this and they think that it's just being in danger, but it's also being the shadow of death, being covered, being the darkness of death. It means being buried. It says, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. But when you are not saved, evil is upon you. When you are saved, there is no need for the fear of evil, because the Father is with us. He says, for you are with me. In that death, you are with me, and your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Your staff, your rod and your staff, that is your word, your spirit and your word, they comfort me. In that. That is why then it is regarded as a sleep. Just like a baby that you comfort with both your hands, the left and the right hand. Hey, send us your WhatsApps. Let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. What is death even all about? And much of the times people are saying quite a lot of things about this. I am keen to hear from you.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Sis Pindi, how are you? Welcome.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Good evening, Pastor Ray.
Good evening, ma'am.
And the guests of the studio and the family of Radio Pulpit.
Thank you.
Yeah, the spiritual death is not to listen to the instruction of God. As to the room, 15. See, I said before you today, life and prosperity, death and destruction. So I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in obedience to Him, and to keep His command, decree, and laws. Then you will live and increase. The Lord your God will bless you in the land you are entering. Amen, Pastor Ray.
Amen.
Basically, Genesis 3, verse 6. Then the man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. They hide from the Lord God among the tree of the garden, but the Lord called them to the man, "Where are you?" He answered, "I heard you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, so I hid." Yeah, mbuzo ngalaleli, Pastor. At the end, you will hide yourself. La, bebe ngaboni. But once they have eaten, Baseba's born with Bangon. So a spiritual death was wrong in Nkunzwin. Ungabon wrong, no right. The Ipaper is pe umoya with descending. But when you are spiritual death, I can't also descend. Sometimes Zongen Jalo, Upumunjal, as the Bible said. It won't be the same. But once you are spiritual dead, uzongena ufile upume uwes, because we are spiritual dead. So may God help us to be obedient. Silalele miyalo kaNkulunkulu. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much, Sis Pindi. I really appreciate. May the Father bless you abundantly. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. We are talking about the death of believers. What is death to believers? What does the word say with regards to the death of believers? That is what I am interested in. I'm keen to hear that. What is the Father saying pertaining to that?
Radio Pulpit joins hands with Christian Art Distributors to bring you only the best Christian reading material available. Visit our online shop at radiopulpit.co.za for cutting-edge literature such as Rikert Botha's Openbaring Ontsluit, Revealing Revelation by Amir Tsarfati, Shaped by the Gospel by Timothy Keller, and more, such as books by our own Johan Els, Janine van die Kerk, Esti Gelderhuis, Kevin Masilela, and others. Invest in your spiritual growth. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on Shop.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Let's see who says, "Good evening, Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit family. God never created death. I never understood the phrase, that's God's will. when a person dies. God wants us to live. That's why he sacrificed his only begotten son for us to live. And he says also, as Christians, we are too focused on death more than life. As Christians, we should have faith in eternal life that we are here to live forever. And those who are resting will be resurrected. How can God create a person and kill that person? God doesn't kill and never created death. That is what Lesego is saying. Lesego, I really appreciate.
Amogela melaitsa ya thero, tlotloetso le kgothatso ya letsatsi lengwe le lengwe mo Facebook pageng ya rona. Nna leloko la Facebook page ya Radio Pulpit gompieno.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Passionate about God, passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
657 AM Radio Pulpit coming to you live. Our guests are busy today. They're not there. And so I'm with you. And I thank the Father that he is with us. We are touching base on this, the issue of death. Send us your WhatsApp, and of course you can give us a shout, 012-334-1322. So, Bona Dumela, hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Putwami. Amen.
The topic is to me, as believers, a kuluma ngokufa.
Kwaba kholwayo, ehe.
Ukufa, brother, siphila nako. Abantu bafa phansi naphezulu, left and right. UJesu naye indodana kaNkulunkulu once tasted death, brother. Kepha wanqoba ukufa, ngoba uNkulunkulu wabuya umvusa. Masiki sifunde ngencwadi echaza ngokufa, Isaiah 26:19, ithi kepha abafileyo bakho baya kubuye baphile. Izidumbu zabo zivuke.
Hey madodana,
aphamani nijabule nina enihlala othulini. Brother Ray, and to my sisters and brothers, sonke siphila kulo mhlaba sizofa. Kepha uJesu uthi kithi lapha kuJohn 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying, brother Ray. Hello?
Hey, ngikulalele. Ngiyakuzwa mina.
Uthangisa, brother Ray.
Yeah, ngisese khona.
Yeah. I am the resurrection and the life.
Yes.
Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying. Our Lord is like a father to his children.
Yeah.
Tender and compassionate to those who fear him.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, will one day swallow up death forever.
Yeah, bo.
He will wash away all tears.
Yes.
Brother Ray, as he puts his son of Abu, yet he will swallow up in victory. Ukufa kuyofa nako ngalelo langa brother.
Yeah.
UJehova uyawugunya ukufa kuze kube phakade. That is Isaiah 25:8. So that thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, abantu abangakazithathela uJesu Kristu njengeNkosi noMsindisi bafa kokuqala. Nabazofa kwesibili, bafa kwesibili brother.
Yeah.
Bathi bayaphila labantu kepha baphile ngoba izinto abazenzayo imizimba yabo konke bafile already brother.
Eish.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asibusise, to God be the glory, my brother.
All the time. Thank you so much, my friend. May the Father bless you. May he be glorified. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you too, my brother. God be the glory.
Amen. Amen. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. What is death to believers?
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
The Word for You Today is our youth devotional that has been available as a printed booklet and has also been accessible via email. It is intended to encourage and guide young people in their walk with God. Well, we are excited to announce that the youth devotional is going fully digital. This means that the Word for You Today booklet will no longer be available in hard copy or sent by post, but it will still be accessible on the I Am Youth website, email subscription, and the I Am Youth app, which is available on both the Google Play Store and App Store for iPhone users. Visit www.imymovement.co.za and join the move to digital.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Mfundisi wamina.
Asibingelele pastor, asibingelele nakubalaleli bonke be radio pulpit umsakazo wetindzaba
letithokotisayo.
Manje ke uku yini kufa? UJesu meze emhlabeni ufikuzele la ukuzophelisa ukufa.
Mm.
Ngokukufa kwakusingamele kakhulu thina abantu.
Yeah.
Manje uJesu wafika lapha wakuphelisa ukufa.
Mm.
Ithi iBhayibheli ngokuba walithi uNkulunkulu walithandizwe kangaka waze wanikela ngendodana, mathi wanikela ngendodana yakhe ukuthi yiloyo naloyo okholwa yiye angabhubhi kodwa abe nokuphila kunaphakade. Manje uJesu mekhuluma nolaphana boMarta laphana boMaria ethi mina ngokuvuka nokuphila okholwa yimi akasoze afa kodwa nomafa uyakuvuka.
Yeah.
Manje ke ukukholwa kuJesu Kristu kungukuvuka.
Hey, my God.
Ngokuba sesuka sesi sivukile, sivuke nayo uJesu. Thina singabantu bakaJesu asisafi thina. Noma sifa siyakuvuka. Manje ke pastori awuthi ngibeke lopho kanjalo ngizwaba.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu mfundisi wami.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. What is the death? What is death to believers? I'm talking about the death of believers. What is death to believers? What does the Father say to believers? We're taking your calls. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
Shalom, 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 Pastor Ray.
Shalom, shalom.
Yeah, hey, what a very interesting topic.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, death obviously, I very go abaya ngoba. Abaya is always intended was eternally.
Yes.
So go abaya upuma pila. Pila matagates. Adapt no mamu hava garden of his aim was that they should have eternal life. So I magal nje about chakra umaning angel is splashes some paratin you will surely die. So young over sebeshi about it guti you're gonna go to loco. As it is said that the root of sin is death.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
But even said that, Sibona, Punsegat Kiel or Sumakuana, Ubuti, Banquia, Injela,
yeah. Which
is why, see, since Ubut, some will get it more about it. We must now issue yet death. Don't go usho physical death, but physical death. What does it mean to us as
yes,
believers?
As believers. Mm-hmm. Are you still there? Okay, I seem to be losing you. Are you still there? Okay. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. What is death to believers? And we are talking about the death of believers. What is it even all about? What is the Father saying with regards to this? 012-334-1322. Somewhat, we got cut there from the previous caller. I think it's the network or maybe he's driving. And we were losing it there. Mayaki, if it's possible, if you can call us back again so that we can continue the discourse. And let's hear what you make of it.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Get in touch with the truth, the light, and the life. 657 AM.
All right, let's talk to Ntanga Sebutsaneng. Or before that, let me get back to the calls again. Sawubona Dumela, hi.
So we cannot ignore the pain that we feel, yes, in terms of death.
Yes.
And then that's why Yeshua wathi uma bembozisa Lazarus, it is wakhala.
Yeah.
We must fanele kubonakale ukuthi la emhlabeni kwamoshakala.
Mm.
Yeah, iqiniso yesinalekele lelo uma uluza umuntu omthandayo emhlabeni uza ubuhlungu. And then Abaya, he feels for us even as we go through that. But then that's why easily the Utlis Kutaz and his Amelia Uskutaz to comfort us and to console us. Liti Uruahagodes, he's our consoler.
Yes.
Liti Singa Kali Jenga Labo Abang and Atamba, Labo Tamba. Hope is not hope if you have something. And it,
yeah.
We hope Uti Zoksangana Zogbanabo and so on. But that pain, air cause why you saw the emhlabeni, see, I feel. And therefore, but we must not lose hope.
Yeah.
And the answer enkulu ilabo 1 Corinthians chapter 15, la khona uPaul ecacisa khona ngayo le ndaba. Ukuthi uma sifihlwa ke, we are implanted like a seed so that we may be able to attain an incorruptible seed.
Yes.
Yeah. But ekugcineni, Malaseke Valu, we are born for good, Ubu Fagu Veli, Ku Abaya. What is death? Now you shall surely die.
Yeah.
Death, you shall surely die.
Yeah.
Malakunan is sting. Where is now your sting? Death.
Yes.
Also, what is a good? There's something wrong about this thing. It is a good woofer. Yeah. Moba, Ushababa Ning, when now in Lila.
You're
sad. Joe Babule Labani. You're sad. You're now. In terms of flesh and not go to spirituality, so nyabonga.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Tuda. Right. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. What is death all about to believers? What are the things that we are supposed to know which are spoken by the Father? 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp. It's 082-657-2729.
We understand that as a young person, you face many challenges that threaten both your safety and mental well-being. And in this fast-moving world, you don't always have someone to talk to. That's why I Am Youth has joined hands with Child Protection Hotline to give reliable and accessible counseling to young people. So send a WhatsApp text, SMS, or call the number 076-037-6345 to get help today. We believe that you are worth it.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Come live the life at 657 AM. 657 AM.
Brother Fee Cedric says, to followers of Christ, death is a transition to eternal life with God, conquered by Jesus' resurrection, offering hope, comfort, and victory over the grave, where believers reunite with loved ones in heaven. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 55 to 57. I'm reading as callers and listeners, viewers are placing it. I am reading it as such. I don't change names. I don't alter names. I read it as such, as you say. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear you.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.